亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother, sister,
到了第七个晚
when you reach the seventh,
那应该神是最大的愤怒了
that is when the wrath is at its greatest.
现在人的罪已经到顶了
man's sin has reached the top.
所以当你要看见最后一个的时候
so when you see the very end,
第一你看见全球性的大地震
First, you see a global earthquake.
现在整个球都动起来了。
The whole globe is moving.
整个我们地球动起来了。
Everything is moving.
那你一再注意看的话
you pay even more attention.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
you see.
你看见巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了。
Babylon has fallen, Babylon has fallen.
那么所以等一等你看见有七在这里给我们看见巴比伦的七个方面。
Then you see seven rooms of Babylon.
那你读启示录第十七章的时候
When you read Revelation 17,
你看见那个巴比伦是宗教的巴比伦。
You see that Babylon is a religious Babylon.
因为宗教就从巴比伦来的。
Because religion came from Babylon.
所有的宗教都从他那里来的。
All religion comes from Babylon.
包括佛教。
Even including Buddhism.
包括其他的宗教。
All the other religions.
他们的母亲就是巴比伦。
Their mother is Babylon.
但是最后呢
But at the very end,
到我们去回来的时候
Our Lord returns.
全世界所有的宗教统一起来的。
The whole universe, all the religions will be one.
要归于他的母亲的。
We all go back to the mother.
这就是十七章那个宗教的巴比伦。
That is a religious Babylon.
结果后来告诉我们他倾倒了。
Then he fell.
到了十八章
，Chapter eight，
你也看见巴比伦。
Also another Babylon.
但是这是政治经济的巴比伦。
This is a political economic Babylon.
圣经也说他也倾倒了。
It also fell.
倾倒的弟兄姊妹，人是怎么堕落的呢
？How did man fall?
创世纪第三章堕落在罪里。
Genesis 3, they fell into sin.
到第六章堕落在肉体里面。
Chapter 6 in the flesh.
到了第十章。
And chapter 10.
这个世界就出现了。
The world came about.
然后巴比伦王尼禄就率领全世界。
And then Nimrod conquered the whole world.
他们要造巴别塔。
They wanted to build the tower.
要和神来反对。
They wanted to go against God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道说巴尼禄就是个敌基督的效应。
Nimrod is a miniature of Antichrist.
现在十字架有三个仇敌。
Now there are three enemies to the cross.
一个是罪，一个是肉体，还有一个就是世界。
One is sin, one is flesh, one is the world.
现在世界完全伏在那个撒旦的手下。
The world is under the hands of the enemy.
他撒旦变成是世界的神。
Satan is the king of this world.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界有宗教的世界，也有政治和经济的世界。
There is a political world, a religious world, and an economic world.
但是握在那恶者的手下。
And it's all in the hands of the enemy.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗？当那敌基督出现的时候
，When the Antichrist comes out,
那个时候有一个统一的世界。
There is one world.
世界都跟随他了。
Everybody's following them.
但是你不要忘记
Do not forget.
这就是创世纪那个巴别塔的故事
That is the story of the Tower of Babel.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗现在巴比伦就代表这个撒旦所控制的这个世界
Babylon represents what Satan is conquering in this world.
然后巴比伦倾倒了
Babylon has fallen and fallen.
巴比伦倾倒有两次
Babylon fell twice.
一次在大灾难前一次在大灾难后
Once before the Great Tribulation the other one after.
大灾难前的是宗教的巴比伦
The one before was a religious
大灾难后的是政治的巴比伦
After the tribulation is the political one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
因着巴比伦倾倒了
Because Babylon has fallen.
大家不要忘记
Let's not forget.
你知道说亚伯拉罕是从巴比伦那边过来的
You know that Abraham came from Babylon.
当巴比伦失去亚伯拉罕和罗德的时候
When Babylon lost Abraham and Lot.
他们不甘心
They couldn't
stand it. 他们就派军队到死海那里去。
So they sent the army to the Dead Sea.
这就是创世纪四王和五王的战争。
So this is a battle of the four and five kings.
四个王里面有一个王就是巴比伦王。
In the four kings, there is a Babylon king of Babylon.
表面上他们是要埃及的东西。
On the surface, they wanted the things of Egypt.
事实上，撒旦要借着他们把这个亚伯拉罕能够再挪回去。
But in reality, Satan wanted to use them to take Abraham back.
亚伯拉罕为着罗德只有三百。118个人去追赶他们。
So because of Abraham and Lot, 318 men he sent out.
不要忘记，不要忘记。巴比伦这个军队。
The army in Babylon.
是长胜的军队。
They are forever victorious.
这个王的大道，圣经中王的大道就是他们整个打下来的。
The king's highway, they were the one who brought it down.
所以你看你们这条路，他们打出来这条路。
They were the one who opened the king's highway.
是打到死海的。
They opened it all the way.
没人能抵抗他们。
Nobody can go.
谁能够得胜呢
？Who can gain the victory?
没有可能得胜的。
Nobody can.
这个亚伯拉罕岂能不知道啊
？Abraham didn't know that.
事实上，他用鸡蛋去碰石头的。
In reality, he used an egg to hit a stone.
结果他居然得胜了。
And then yet he gained the victory.
他不懂这什么意思。
He didn't understand why.
等到回来的时候
，When he returned,
当然应该说。多玛这些王应该来迎接他的。
Yes, the king of Sodom should have.
我根本没想到。
He never thought.
是哈米基洗麦基德王来迎接他。
That the Melchizedek came and
welcomed him. 他是那个圣的王。
He is the king of Jerusalem.
他告诉亚伯拉罕为什么你打了胜仗。
And he told Abraham why he gained the victory.
因为神把敌人交给你的。
Because God God gave you the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，为什么耶利，为什么耶路撒冷要迎接他？
Why is the king of Jerusalem welcoming him?
表面上是死亡和武王的战争。
On the surface is a battle between four
kings. 事实上在属灵的世界里面。
But in the spiritual world,
是巴比伦和耶路撒冷的战争。
Babylon and Jerusalem are doing battle.
但是很显著。亚伯拉罕居然是个得胜者。
Abraham was an overcomer.
不是凭着他自己的。
Not through himself.
所以你看见巴比伦就回去了。
So Babylon returned.
就预表的话来说。
So in terms of
这就是巴比伦倾倒了，倾倒了。
That was when Babylon fell. Babylon fell.
亚伯拉罕虽然住在帐篷里面。
Even though Abraham was in the tent.
他就等候一座有根基的城。
He was waiting for a city with a foundation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们也是这样。
We are like that.
那个有根基的城。
The city with a foundation.
不要忘记。
Let us not.
就是新耶路撒
冷。
新耶路撒冷怎么开始的呢？
How does the New Jerusalem begin?
从亚伯拉罕奉献开始。
Through the sacrifice of the offering.
为什么亚伯拉罕奉献还要到摩利亚山去呢？
Why did he have to go to Mount Moriah?
听说我要只送到一个地方去。
The Lord said, I'm going to send you somewhere.
不能是什么地方都献上，不可以。
You cannot just offer anywhere.
那个是永远旨意发生的。
It has to do with God's eternal purpose.
所以他就到了摩利亚山把以撒献上。
So he went to Moriah and sent and offered Isaac.
结果是什么呢？
And what happened?
结果就是后来的耶路撒冷。
That is the New Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，因着亚伯兰的奉献，
because of the offering of
Jerusalem, 耶路撒冷就开始了。
Jerusalem began.
神就经营建造耶路撒冷。
And then he built Jerusalem.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
等到最后一次大巴比伦的时，在这个倾倒倾倒的时候，
until it fell, it fell.
一面是地震把它震倒的。
On one hand, the earthquake made it fall.
如果你读全本圣经的话，
you read the whole Bible.
地震不是把他们震倒了。
Earthquake not only
把摩利亚山震高了，超过所有的山。
It not only knocked them down, but it raised Mount Moriah high.
这是讲。回来脚踩在橄榄山的时候
When Jesus feet touched Mount
Moriah 耶路撒冷分成三块
Jerusalem was split in two
这摩利亚山裂成两半
Moriah will be split in two
结果有一道河流出来了
Then a river will flow out
耶路撒冷一直没有河的
Jerusalem has no river
耶路撒冷不可能像新耶路撒冷
Jerusalem is not like the New Jerusalem
一道河都没有
There is not a single river
再次感谢主
But thank the Lord
你看见吗那个磐石裂开了
When the rock is cracked
结果从圣殿里面就流出水来了
Through the temple water flows out
经过四次的测量就变成一道河了
Four measurements that becomes a river.
这个死海就变得活的
The Dead Sea becomes alive.
有树有鱼到处都是生命
There's living creatures.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹不止不止
Not only that.
现在你看有树也有叶子
Then there's trees, there's leaves.
每个月还结果子
And there's fruits.
现在你来看看
Now you see.
你看这个有点像新耶路撒冷啊
It's like the New Jerusalem.
你看见主造神的工作吗
Now it's the work of the Lord.
特别到了千禧年的时候
Especially the millennium.
你看见整个的情形就不同了
See the situation changes.
神一面在那做
On one hand, God is doing.
神要带进新耶路撒冷
On the other hand,God wants to bring in the New Jerusalem.
到了最后的时候
At the very end.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹旧天旧地就过去
The old and the old earth and heaven passed away.
旧天旧地经过火
Old earth and heaven go through fire.
新天新地就来了
New earth and heaven arrive.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
天和地得着荣耀了
Heaven and earth gain glory.
就好像我们复活在这个荣耀的圣城里
And when we resurrect, we will get glorified.
然后新耶路撒冷就从天而降
So the New Jerusalem will come down.
远远看过去好像是个宝石一样
You look afar, it looks like a precious stone.
宝石怎么产生的
How is a precious stone born?
像我们的铅笔芯
just like a pencil light
很脆弱很黑暗的
very brittle dark
结果经过高热和高压
but through high pressure high heat
结果变成透明的
and it becomes clear
弟兄姊妹你看见吗在千禧年的时候
in the millennium
有一点像新耶路撒冷
we will see the new city
但是还不是
but it's not yet
还是不透明
it's still not totally
神继续的工作
God continues to work
继续的工作
God continues to work
到了最后
at the very end
一个宝石出现了
one precious stone 亲爱
的弟兄姊妹现在你看这个宝石
now you see the precious stone
你好像光被捕捉在里面
It's as if the light is captured inside.
神就是那个光。
And God is that light.
整个新耶路撒冷就是那个灯台。
The whole New Jerusalem is that lampstand.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord, brother.
神的目的终于达到。
God's purpose has been accomplished.
而这个新耶路撒冷呢？
This New Jerusalem.
就是羔羊的旗。
It is the wife of the Lamb.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神主终于羔羊终于得到妻子。
The Lamb has obtained her bride.
他就是新耶路撒冷所代表的。
That is what's represented by
the New Jerusalem. 什么都是透明的。
Everything is transparent.
珍珠和宝石。
Diamonds and precious stones.
连金子都是透明的。
Even the gold.
你看见神最后的目的终于达到了。
His purpose is fulfilled.
这是羔羊的旗。
That is the white flag.
在所有的得胜里面。
Throughout all of the overcomers.
最后他终于得着征服得着了他的妻。
At the very end, he's conquered, gained his wife.
这个就是新耶路撒冷。
That is the New Jerusalem.
或者你说这就是荣耀的教会。
In other words, the royal, the glorious church.
所以但愿主开我们的眼。
The Lord open.
到了最后的时候。
At the very end.
你看见羔羊终于坐在宝座的中间。
You will see that the Lamb will be seated at the center of the throne.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
虽然有七个号。
Even though seven trumpets.
有七个碗。
seven bowls.
许多的眼泪
many tears.
我们不知道怎么解释
We don't know how to explain it.
圣灵一直给我们一个解释
The Holy Spirit gives us
一直给我们看最后一幅景象
He shows us the last scene.
这是耶稣基督的启示
That is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
还有这种方法
And through this way,
给我们看见
He shows us.
经过苦难
Through suffering.
透过苦难
Over suffering.
透过各种的环境
Through different circumstances.
这个不是生产的苦难
It's birthing pain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister.
这里面有火
There's fire.
这里面有眼泪
There's tears.
但是最后
But at the very end,
新耶路撒冷
New Jerusalem
从天而降
It comes
down 远远看过去
Far away
像宝石
It's like a precious
stone 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是谁呢
Who is this?
这就是羔羊的血
That is the wife of the lamb
起初是刚刚被杀的羔羊
It was the lamb that was just slain
到了最后的时候
At the very end
羔羊的血
The wife of the lamb
但愿主恩待我们
May the Lord be gracious
我们以为没有希望
We thought we had no hope
我们以为没有明天
We thought we had no tomorrow
整个启示录
All of Revelation
给我们看见明天
shows us tomorrow
给我们看见前程
shows us the future
我们低头祷告
Let us pray
主我们把这些话交在你的手中
Lord we commit these words to you
如果你觉得好请你用这些话
If you find them useful please use them
我们感谢你
We thank you
但愿我们在座能看见你自己永远的旨意
May we see your glorious eternal purpose
我们也听见你在圣洁的呼召
And may we hear the calling of the open
让我们起来跟随你
That we might follow
无论羔羊往哪里去
No matter where the lamb goes
我们都跟随
We follow
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名
In Jesus precious name we pray
Amen, Amen.